Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congresswoman Catherine Clark is now the highest-ranking House Democrat to call for an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. She's the eighth member of Massachusetts' all-Democratic delegation to support an impeachment probe. Her position as vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus puts more pressure on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who so far has resisted calls to move toward impeachment. But Clark announced her position as lawmakers leave Washington for a six-week recess. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins joins us from the nation's capital to talk about this. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Deb.
So why is Congresswoman Clark announcing her call for impeachment proceedings now?
Well, Congresswoman Clark said that while she respects the work that House committees have been doing, really drilling into their investigations, she said, quote, all of our efforts to put the facts before the American people have been met with unprecedented stonewalling and obstruction, talking about the White House preventing some key witnesses like Don McGahn, President Trump's former White House counsel, from testifying. The timing also comes right after Robert Mueller testified before the House on Wednesday. So Clark said she wanted to focus that impeachment proceedings, those impeachment proceedings, on evidence not only of President Trump's obstruction of justice as laid out in the report, those 10 incidents of obstruction, but she also wants to focus on Russian meddling. She said, quote, we can't allow Republican inaction to prop the door open for thieves to steal an election. She's concerned about what happened in 2016, and she's also very concerned about what could happen in 2020. She's one of about a handful of lawmakers who came out in favor of impeachment proceedings after Mueller's testimony, and some lawmakers on the Hill told me they were surprised that there weren't more people to join her ranks. Only Lori Trahan, Congresswoman Lori Trahan, did it the day that Mueller testified. But as you said, Clark is in leadership, so that places additional pressure on Nancy Pelosi, who up to now has really held the line.
So you mentioned Congresswoman Lori Trahan. Where is the rest of the Massachusetts delegation on the issue of impeachment?
Well, this week, the scale tipped firmly on the side of being for impeachment proceedings. Before that, the delegation was rather split. The score is now 8-3. Congresswoman Lori Trahan told me she saw it as a matter of protecting democracy, and she was really disturbed by what she found in the Mueller report and as it was explained by former special counsel Robert Mueller himself. Senator Ed Markey said he wanted to wait to hear from Mueller and other witnesses. That was up until yesterday when he, too, came out and spoke on the Senate floor urging House lawmakers to begin impeachment proceedings. They joined Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, Congressman Seth Moulton, Congressman Jim McGovern, and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
So you mentioned House Speaker Pelosi. For Democrats who oppose impeachment or haven't taken a public position yet, what's their argument?
The main argument from Democrats is they're concerned about keeping the House. That's the most important thing for them. For a lot of these lawmakers, they're in districts that they won by narrow margins. They're in districts with a lot of Republicans who may not support impeachment, and that would be a really tough vote to take. Others say it's too late. We are in the election season already, and that the best way to oppose President Trump would be to vote him out. Among those who are still uncommitted, at least, include three members of the Massachusetts delegation, Congressman Bill Keating, Congressman Stephen Lynch, and Congressman Richard Neal, who, of course, is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. That committee is locked in a legal battle with the White House over obtaining President Trump's tax returns.
And what happens next?
Well, Congress is in recess now for 6 weeks, as you mentioned, so we'll have to wait and see really how public sentiment might move these lawmakers. Congressman McGovern yesterday told me he supports impeachment, but he told me for him, one of the reasons he does is that he heard increasingly from his constituents who wanted him to act. And he believes that as these lawmakers are home for their work recesses, that they too will hear from members of the public, and that could make more people, by the time they come back, be supportive of impeachment. Some Democratic House sources say they believe if that happens, that Nancy Pelosi could soften her position and move slowly toward impeachment proceedings. But that really requires a lot of people to act and act quickly because time is running out.
What about Republicans and President Trump? What are they saying about this?
Well, President Trump sees it all as a win. He was defiant after Robert Mueller's testimony. He said that the Democrats were devastated and that they lost big and that their party is in shambles right now. Republicans on the Hill largely said the president committed no wrongdoing, but they also blocked a series of election bills, election security bills in the Senate yesterday. Robert Mueller had really stressed election interference and Russian efforts there as being a major problem. Yet Mitch McConnell called those bills too partisan.
Okay. WBUR senior Washington correspondent Kimberly Atkins, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.